Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. So what, man? How's life treating you? How are you doing? Do you still have a job? Who has taken over your position? How have things turned out for you in this rotten so-called New South Africa? Let me show you an unappreciated hero from the past. This man is a man who should, in reality, have statues built to him everywhere. And in the future, every white male should strive to be like this man. The mass media call him Dr. Death. And of course, the whole thing is to say what a bad guy he was. But you know something? If you want to win in life, you need to be determined to win. Now, who would have thought in Christian South Africa that we'd have a guy like this? His real name is Wouter Basson, and this guy was a cardiologist. And he was in charge of South Africa's secret chemical and biological warfare project known as Project Coast. This guy also helped Rhodesia, I think, because there was some cooperation between Rhodesia and South Africa when Rhodesia started looking into the thing of poisoning the black terrorists. And there are some in Rhodesia who believed that this could be the poor man's nuclear weapon. If you watch the short video that comes at the end of my little talk here, right at the end of it, he talks about dealing with another country that had a population explosion problem, and that he dealt with this country and was assisting them in a biological weapons program while receiving other information from that. I'm absolutely convinced that he's referring to Rhodesia, because I have a book where this is discussed and where the Rhodesians talk about facilities that they did not have in Rhodesia. And we needed to turn to South Africa, and this is clearly where he was helping us. And so as they were helping us, we were busy using the lessons from them and the things that they were giving us and killing terrorists and giving feedback on it. We killed several hundred terrorists at the very least using poisons. In our case, the mechanism was poisoning them, and it was very specific poisons. We were going after them and trying to use poison as a military weapon. We weren't going after the civilians, but the poison as a military weapon was proving to be pretty effective, and there were some who felt that this could really work, but we needed help. And I think he's referring to Rhodesia in this regard. And I can actually show you some of the classified documents that came out of the Rhodesian thing, which was also very much hidden away. Totally hidden away. However, Basson had even bigger ideas for South Africa. Truly, this man was on to some big things. He was thinking big, and he had the potent science to go with it. What Dr. Basson got up to in South Africa was even more incredible, truly astounding. And I'd like you to watch him in this interview. And you're going to see a white male who is completely different to every other white male in this country and every other white male in Southern Africa. You're going to see a very intelligent man and a very intelligent white male with an absolute rock-hard determination to exterminate our racial enemy. And he tells you things, and he says many interesting things in this short piece. And it astounded me also that he went to see somebody in Britain. I just about fell on my back. Somebody in Britain was willing to help us to find a way to genocide the blacks. And by the way, for all those of you who are soft-hearted and you're like, oh no, are we going to try to kill everybody? Hold on, hold on. How many of our civilians, children, women were blown up by bombs, landmines, were killed indiscriminately? How many tens of thousands of whites have been murdered indiscriminately since the end of white rule? My own cousin, who grew up in Rhodesia, was shot dead here in Germiston, South Africa. He didn't harm the hair on the head of anybody, and blacks came and just killed him. So I'm sure that you have your own stories of people that you knew who were killed for no reason at all, except that they were white. So don't sit and whine about the issue of when a white man says, let's go and kill these people because they are black. Because these people are voting for the very people that are trying to take away our property, trying to destroy us. And we still feel sorry for them. Instead, we should learn a bit from Wouter Basson and listen to what he's got to say. Look at how much help some of the Americans in the military were willing to give him. And he also mentions that there was some other country that wanted to wipe out people, and they were pretty keen to work with us. This guy was on to things. And listen to the clever ideas he had. And these ideas are more than 30 years old. And listen to the way he reasons. And I hope that every young white, everywhere on the planet, starts to think like him. Learn science, learn technology, learn biology, learn anything that is useful, and use the white man's magic, which is science, in order to go after our enemies. If white men were determined to win, instead of concerning themselves about what God might think, but if white men were determined to win, you would be astounded at the power that we have. If we took our minds and our bodies and we said to ourselves, we are going to apply ourselves with every ounce of our being to trying to win for our race, and we are going to give it our everything, I wonder how many brilliant people we've got in all sorts of fields. We used to have people designing weapon systems. We've had all kinds of clever people, but if we went and we started thinking like this man and we said, we're out to win at all costs, under any condition, and we don't just want to win a little bit, we want to win a lot. And if we were good, we would actually want to take this entire continent and seize it for our entire race. Our race can do with more territory. There are 500 or 600 million whites in cramped up conditions in Europe. Instead, the richest continent in the world is within our grasp, and we've almost let it slip out of our hands. If we had a determination to win and were joined by other whites with a raw determination to win, you might be surprised what we could do. Listen to this man. Look at his attitude. Listen to his intelligence. Look at his unrepentant determination to win. It's sad that this man didn't get more funding in order to do things, in order to go forward. This is the kind of genius who could have maybe come up with weapons for us that could have flattened our enemies for once and for all. Instead of sitting here cowering in front of all these blacks who are wishing death upon us, we might be walking all over their dead bodies and we'd be winners. And let me end with this. Most of you love rugby and you support some rugby team. If your rugby team went into a match and they played half-heartedly and they didn't really try hard to win because they feel that it would be unsporting to just smash the other side into the ground, wouldn't you be pissed off? If your team went to play, you'd want them to play with everything they have. And the more points they score and the less the other side scores, the happier you would be. Yet somehow, when it comes to issues of life and death and our own existence, somehow, suddenly, we lose the will to win. We're happy to win if it's rugby, but we're not happy to win if it's life and existence and a future. Then suddenly, we lose all our determination and will to win. We should be like this man and have his attitude. What a guy. What an amazing person we had on our side. And this should also show you, look at what science can do. And this guy is talking of really sophisticated ideas, decades old. Imagine where science is today, what the white man's magic could do. And still we cower in front of these blacks. And as for the whites of Europe and North America, they are large in number, they've got even better science, and in the case of the Americans, they've got unbelievable numbers of weapons, and they are cowering. We must all stop cowering. If the white man had the right attitude, we would be wiping our enemies off the face of the earth, and we'd be winning victory after victory across the Western world. This man apologizes for nothing, and we should all be cheering on guys like this and hunting and searching for talent like this. Our people have got unbelievable potential, and the white male has lost his will to fight and he's lost his will to win. We need to get a will like this guy.
Nothing could have prepared me for Dr. Death's unrepentant manner.
We decided to find those organizations in the world that could help us with technology. And of course, they were mostly in the UK, in America, odd few stations in Europe. And we then visited these places, explained to them what was our problem, what our problem was. And then, of course, we told them what the information that we needed. And we then eventually got some of the information from them. The rest we bought, borrowed, and stole.
What was the extent of Masson's relationship with Kelly and the West's most secret military labs?
You were able to visit Portendale, Fort Dietrich?
Yes, we did that.
What have you been talking about?
No, I wouldn't like to, but I mean, you know, the next question that I get asked is who arranged it and why and what and where, and then, you know, I already have hassles with the UK and the American governments. I don't need any more, thank you. It's enough for me. But suffice to say, we went there with no objective of ever doing any damage to either the UK or the USA. Our sole objective was to make sure or to determine what they could do to help us and how we could enhance our own program based on their knowledge.
The people who knew Larry Ford in his neighborhood, they had no idea what he was up to, that he was working with the South African germ warfare program. Larry Ford was messing around with chemical biological warfare.
Larry was a wonderful fellow, mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa, having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these were germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So there, that's one reason why they got into genetic modification research, into is there a way to have contraceptives that could somehow basically sterilize blacks without them knowing it, and kind of all kinds of what at the time or in hindsight seemed like pretty far out research.
There was some talk about an ethnic weapon Project Coast working on. It was, quote, black bomb.
That was great, yeah. That was the most fun I've had in my life. That whole episode of the ethnic weapon was very well set out in court, in the court papers. What happened is we had the objective to synthesize a certain protein that was in sperm for contraceptive purposes. The objective was that if you could immunize a woman against sperm, then you would make her infertile. We were asked to do this by another country. We had a population explosion problem as part of an exchange of technology. They were giving us other stuff. They asked, well, we haven't got the time or the place to do that. Will you guys do that?
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.